Jeremy Bradley here on Top of the Charts and The Open Road, our Top 40 show and our country music show, both broadcasting today from the Dean Brody Concert in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're at the MTS Center, and I'm somewhere where not many of you get to go. I'm in Dean Brody's dressing room. Dean, exclusive access. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Welcome to backstage.
You know, in a couple weeks, so we're going to be talking about Canada Day, and I know we've got so much to share about this country because it is great, but that's something that's so hospitable when it comes to country artists, that everyone's, it's just welcoming. You feel like family, right?
Yeah, I definitely do. I've been, you know, very fortunate to have amazing fans, and yeah, like just Canadians in general, it's what inspires me to write what I do and to perform like I do.
You really bring that to the shows, though, when you're doing the concerts, because everybody, the audience is so close to you as well. You can see them, and then they're interacting on social media. We've got a bunch of questions that I'm going to ask you in the next segment. But that's got to be really important, is to connect with your fans, because years ago without social media, you didn't have that opportunity. You might have got fan letters in the mail, and then you'd write back and send it. But now there's this interaction, and so people appreciate that so much more, don't you think?
They really do, yeah. Like for me, I guess when I was growing up, I almost found it kind of cool that my people, that artists that I looked up to, were like mysterious. I didn't know what they were up to. And I kind of like that mystery. But like nowadays, I think it's important. Like people want to connect, you know, through social media and stuff. And so it's actually kind of exciting. It's a great platform to communicate to our fans without having to actually be at a show. Like I can communicate to my fans anytime, and they can respond as well. So it's actually really cool. It's a great progressive thing in music.
So, you know, we've got the hashtag, right? That's all about social media. Beautiful Freak Show Tour. And let's talk about the name of the tour. Where did that come from? What does that mean to you?
You know, well, I guess the latest single is Beautiful Freak Show. And it's we just thought it's actually kind of a cool name for a tour, because it just all the different songs that I have. Like, I think of the songs I've written through the years and then have become, like, hits on radio. And they're a lot of them are different from each other. Like you got like bluegrass kind of tunes, and you've got like Crop Circles or Bounty, or even like Freak Show or Bring Down the House. Like there's so much, it's a conglomerate of different genres. And so we thought, you know what, this could be kind of fun to call it Beautiful Freak Show.
Maybe it's a cliche question to ask, but when you're writing music, where does your inspiration come from? It's got to be different for each song, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, like I find a lot of times I'm pulling from my own experience growing up in the country and just my own, you know, how I've lived my life, but also like watching other people. Like I'm fascinated by how other people live their lives and different characters that I've met along the way and along my journey. And so every once in a while I'll also try and put myself in someone else's shoes and try and write a song from that perspective. But yeah, like it's a mixture of both my own experience and other people's experience.
You know, earlier we asked for questions from your fans and from people coming to the show here in Winnipeg. We've got a ton of them. Hopefully we're going to have enough time to get through all of them. So if you can stick around, well, you're going to stick around, it's your dressing room. I'm the one that's going to get kicked out.
Okay.
But we'll ask Dean Brody some of your questions coming up right after this. Jeremy Bradley here, still backstage with Dean Brody, exclusive access, and we're just doing some shots back here. I'm kidding. We're not. We are not having drinks.
We can. No. They're next door. Yeah, it's a little early for that.
It's true. It's 7:30 in the morning. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, I was saying in the last segment, Dean, that we had a whole bunch of questions sent in for you. So if you're game, I'm going to put you on the spot. Some of these are probably hard-hitting, if you're okay with that.
Okay, do it.
Okay. Shelly Ann wants to know, how old were you when you first performed on stage?
Oh, wow. Oh, I think I was probably 16. I did a talent contest in Calgary.
What did you sing? What'd you do?
I think I did a Clay Walker song at the time. I think it was If I Could Make a Living Out of Loving You or something like that.
Can you give us a little bit of it now?
No, I forget the song, actually. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, no, I guess I was 16.
Yeah.
Late bloomer.
Yeah. I was just told that we'd end up having to pay for the song if you sang it, so it's best if we don't if we don't sing that one. Terry wants to know, oh, come on, Terry. How many cowboy hats do you travel with on tour?
I have two. I've got the one I always wear on stage. I've had it for about 8 years. It's falling apart now. If you guys like take a good look at it, it's like falling apart. It was a $25 hat. And I also carry around my dad's hat that he used to wear on the range. Like it's like dusty and dirty, and it's just this, I don't know, I just like carrying it around. It's a little bit of my dad. I guess it reminds me of him, so I carry it around with me.
Do you wear that one, though, or that's just sort of a memento that you take with you?
Once in a while, like if I dress up or something, I might put it on. Like it's the brown hat. If you've seen me wear a brown hat, that's his.
Nice. Sharon wants to know, which of your songs gets the biggest reaction wherever you perform?
Bring Down the House, yeah, without question.
See, how ironic, hey, it brings down the house. There you go. Cody wants to know, oh, this is a really good question, because, you know, we see how people get famous and noticed so quickly on social media and, you know, thanks to YouTube and places like that. So Cody wants to know, what advice would you give someone trying to make it in the music business?
I think the biggest thing I'd tell people, I've been asked this question a lot, is I would just really try and learn how to write a song and get with a group of people that are like-minded like you that want to create music. I think if you can write your own songs, you empower yourself. You can have more say in your future. If you don't write and you have to rely on other people to write your songs for you, it kind of ties your hands a little bit. So that would be my biggest thing, is learn how to write a song. I moved to Nashville. I actually wasn't a good writer. It took me, I think, a few years to learn how to not write garbage. And even to this day, like, I write garbage. You just do. You just, once in a while, you just write something. You're like, I can't believe I did that. And so you just have to keep trying. But songwriting, I think, is key. Like, if you can write your own songs, you're going to open a lot more doors for yourself.
And I think, and the songs mean more to you then at that point, too, because you've put your heart into them, not somebody else who's writing a song for the sake of writing a song. So do you set aside time to write? What's your process?
My process is just, I've got some instruments around the house and I'll just pick them up and noodle on them. I might write max half an hour a day. Max. Like, the whole Nashville thing, I got really burnt out because you're forcing yourself to write all day long every day. But for me, I just noodle around on stuff like guitar, ukulele, whatever. And every once in a while you hit on something and you spend more time on it. But if I find I get writer's block if I force myself to write. So I just do it a little bit. I treat it like a hobby still, really.
Yeah. What was the quickest, or not even quick, let's say easiest, or I don't even know what the word would be, song that you wrote? Which one just came naturally that you're like, oh, I can't believe it, this is awesome?
Yeah, Time, actually. Time took about 25 minutes. And wow. I didn't think much of it either. Like, it was the last song I submitted to my record label and to my producer, and turned out to be, like, this song that resonated with everybody. It surprised me so much. But yeah, some of them just come out really fast, and some take months to develop and to work on. You have to kind of leave them alone. You treat them like a junkyard of cars. And I take one car and I'll take the chorus from this and mash it with the verse from that. And some are just a lot of hard work and some are easy. And you just don't know how they're going to all, you just don't know which way it's going to go.
Happy surprises.
Yeah, no, that's what I love about songwriting. You just never know what's going to happen. And it almost sometimes feels like it falls out of the sky, and those are the best. And that's definitely what happened with Time.
You know, we've got to get back to the music. I hope we can do segment 3. We're only supposed to do 2, but if you've got a few more minutes, because we got audience questions that we need to get to. More with Dean Brody right after this. Jeremy Bradley here, once again live from Dean Brody's dressing room in Winnipeg, Manitoba at the MTS Center. You're going on stage in just a short time. We've got to wrap this up, but still a bunch of questions from your fans here. So Dan wants to know, what is the craziest thing that has happened on stage during a show?
Oh, wow, the craziest thing, I think, like, well, there's two different things. Like, people come up and they'll goose me, like, grab my butt. That doesn't happen much anymore because we have security and the stages are taller. But if we're ever like, you know,
that's why they're taller.
That's why, exactly. That's why. But which is always kind of funny. And then of course they get escorted out of the building. But I don't know. I mean, my pants ripped one time. Like, I did like this rock and roll pose, and it was second to last song. I think it might have been Bring Down the House. My pants ripped from the crotch down to my knee, just this gaping hole, and I didn't realize until I got off stage, and the guys were like, dude, your pants. And the next day on Facebook I saw it too, but luckily it was in Sudbury where it was cold that night and I had long johns on, so I was okay. But it could have been disastrous for sure.
This next question I actually wasn't sure I wanted to ask you, but you went there just now.
I did,
with your
yeah.
split pants. So I'm not going to ask you, but Holly has a question. Why don't you read it to everybody?
Okay, Holly is asking me, do you wear boxers or briefs? And I have to say, I'm a boxer guy. I like boxers.
Okay. And then Alana wants to know, are you a dog guy or a cat guy? Dog person, cat person, do you have a preference?
Man, I like them both. Like, I love my dog. I don't have a cat right now, but grew up around cats. And I kind of like cats because they remind me of, like, a cougar. I mean, they're like a miniature version of a cougar. And so, yeah. I mean, the right cat, perfect. The right dog, perfect. It's all about personality to me.
Quinn Wright, this is actually from Winnipeg here. Hearing that at Dean Brody is bringing not one but two chainsaws to the show tonight. I went through a metal detector coming in here. I just got to tell you. You can bring chainsaws in here? What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know if we're even allowed to, but we just do it every night. And I guess security or whatever they just let us do it. So yeah, two chainsaws.
they don't mess with you when you've got the chainsaws. Trevor wants to know, does he have any pre-show rituals?
Mostly I just hang out. We hang out with the guys, you know, backstage, and we just have a couple beers and just get ready for the show. And, you know, just make sure we're got all our technological gear all just figured out. And then we head to the stage and have fun.
Finally, here's one from Mom. Now, in fairness, she doesn't email and she doesn't tweet, so she called with this one. Okay. She wants to know, what should I wear to a Dean Brody concert? Because she's gonna be you're gonna hear her probably screaming, okay. And she might, you know, throw her orthopedics or something on the stage if that's
allowed.
Okay. Mom gets a little bit crazy. For sure,
yeah.
So you know, it's a casual, it's a fun concert. But I guess, you know, my mom, who's a little bit worried, should she dress, you know, in jeans? What would you suggest for the most comfort?
I would say, because it's a country show, just casual.
Yeah.
Something comfortable, maybe some jeans, you know, some boots or comfortable shoes. I wear running shoes around. You can see them right here, these blue running shoes.
Nice.
I wear them around everywhere because, like, the arenas are all concrete floor, right? Mm-hmm. So boots only come out at night. Yeah.
We got to wrap this up, but you've got a whole bunch of other tour dates across the country. You're in the middle of the country right now. You're heading west next, I believe?
Yeah, we're heading to, I think it's Brandon tomorrow night, and then we just, keep trucking west. We go out to Victoria, and then we wind up back in Alberta. I think we wind everything up June 3rd in Calgary.
But then, big show, July 1st. I know you're heading to Ottawa.
Yeah.
You're performing in the Capitol for 150.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, what a birthday it's going to be. And so to be able to sing Parliament Hill or whatever, mm-hmm. that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And I know you're going to be joining us for our Canada Day celebration. We're going to have 2 hours of all Canadian artists from coast to coast to coast talking about music. So we'll talk to you again in a little bit. And again, the hashtag for the tour, hashtag Beautiful Freak Show Tour, and at Dean Brody are your social media handles.
Yeah.
We'll get those on there. Well, you know what? Thanks so much. I've got to get out of here. You've got to get ready for a show. And we'll see you in just a bit.
Okay. Thanks, Jeremy.